You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Do you notice the NBA playoffs, at least when they're on TNT, actually seem to be more within the timed window of like maybe 2 hours and 10 to 15 minutes than they have been in years past?
I don't know.
It's kind of nice. I don't mind an NBA game getting done in under 2.5 hours. I don't need to see that stretch to hours. The final 2 minutes just taking forever. Stop that.
I think it was Monday. Yeah, I believe it was Monday.
I think you're right.
It was the Timberwolves and Warriors.
That did not wrap up quickly.
That was the fourth quarter. Literally took 40 minutes.
That was a hard series to watch.
It wasn't even a close game.
No.
Like it was just a ton of whistles, ton of stoppage reviews. This that run here, run that, and it was just like I couldn't believe there. At a certain point, I got there. I'm like, okay, this feels like it's been going on a really long time. So I rewound to see, and I was like, dude, this quarter is taking 40 minutes. What are we doing?
Listen, too much.
I'll be honest. It was really tough to watch the Warriors.
Once Steph went out.
No, it was not like great basketball at points. It was really, at points, it was just really, really sloppy. And again, all the referees were blowing the hell out of that whistle the entire time. So many, and I hate reviews, and I hate like going to the tables. Like, man, this is gonna take forever. Like, so at a point, I'm one of those people. I'll turn the channel. This is taking too long. I can see what happened in a little bit. I'll check out the highlights, but it's 10 o'clock now. Like, I don't want to watch this anymore.
Well, what you will have to watch going forward is the San Francisco 49ers franchise quarterback Brock Purdy, because he ain't going anywhere. He signs a new deal with San Francisco, and this came out of nowhere. We all kind of knew that he was up next, but it didn't seem like there had been talks, conversations about them. They needed to get a deal done, or Brock Purdy and his agent were saying that something needed to get done here soon. I mean, we're still, 4 months basically away until the season. But yeah, out of nowhere, the news drops yesterday that Brock Purdy signs a new contract with the San Francisco 49ers. I believe 181 guaranteed on the deal, but the deal itself, 5 years, $265 million with 181 guaranteed, which, boy, that is what I think you're doing with this deal is, and I always hate this, is that you are paying someone for what they have done and not what they are going to do. And the 49ers are going to start looking very different here soon. They don't have Deebo Samuel. Brandon Ayuk, who knows if he's going to be back in time for the start of this season. George Kittle's getting older, but granted, he seems kind of one of those like ageless wonders that he could be playing at this level for another 5 years. Christian McCaffrey, although he's a great player, injury concerns there. There's a lot of injuries on the team in general on both sides of the ball last year. And I just think I would have liked to wait another season of Brock Purdy and seeing what he can do with a little bit of a different team. Because what you're doing is, one, you're paying someone for what they've already done for your franchise. And I feel like the jury is still you know, at times it is still out on him. He had a great year last year. He had a great numbers, but I get concerned with him because of what the season just looked like for the 49ers and what it might look like for them in the future. And if he's not able to, you know, essentially lead the team to victories himself, then what are you paying him for? Like that type of money, 5 years, 265, 181 guaranteed.
Yeah.
That is, you are going to carry us and you are going to be the guy that takes us to multiple playoff trips, NFC championship games. And I feel like Brock Purdy, so far, it's been because of everything around him and not him personally. So this is where this contract, it scares me. He deserves to get paid, but this is a lot of effing money for Brock Purdy, I think.
It's a lot of effing money for a lot of people.
In general.
Especially considering, again, Brock Purdy won by committee, you know, and a part of that committee now in Deebo Samuel is no longer there. And so you're hoping a guy like Juwan Jennings can kind of step in and really fill that role as far as receivers that that used to be there filled by Deebo, which is a huge loss for them. Christian McCaffrey, if he's right, if he's healthy, then that's going to be part of your security blanket right there, because you can give him the ball on a toss, you can give it to him through between the numbers, and he's going to make sure that he gets 4 to 7 yards, you know, almost every single time. So if he's healthy, then you've got the best running back, you know, in the league. And then you got a bunch of questions. George Kittle's getting older. We've seen a couple steps back from George Kittle. And unlike most quarterbacks that use their tight end as a security blanket, that's not really George Kittle's role anymore, at least. It seems like he used to get more looks when Garoppolo was the quarterback. And not to say that he doesn't get them, but still, it's a little different. So I don't know. To be the seventh highest paid player in the league right now is kind of insane to me. But I don't know. I don't know if Brock Purdy's worth that yet. He has been to a Super Bowl, so, I mean, you can take that into account. But, yeah, I think that's a lot of money to make him this is generational wealth. Like, this is, you know, this is going to change his kids' lives.
It's weird that you point that out, Rashad, because he has been to a Super Bowl. They give him, what, 180 guaranteed, 181 guaranteed, 265, which I believe slightly eclipses the total that Trevor Lawrence was given by the Jacksonville Jaguars. And how many Super Bowls has he been to? Zero. How many playoff games has he been to past the first round? Zero. Like, there's no world in which $55+ million is actually a good rate. I get it's the going rate for quarterbacks, but it's just not a good rate. And unfortunately, that's why the Niners had to give up on Deebo Samuel. That's why they had to give up on Javon Hargrave. It's because they had to get this money right to pay Brock Purdy. So can he do it now with an injured Christian McCaffrey? I love CMC, but, like, dude, that is one of the worst positions as far as injury and longevity goes in the NFL. And maybe they can get a new wide receiver to step up like a Swiss Army knife Deebo Samuel, but I'm not convinced.
And the fact that it's the going rate shouldn't be enough to give certain guys money. Like, I'm looking right now at the highest paid players in the league. Joe, I'm sure you've seen this list. I'm sure you know who they are.
Of
the highest played players in the league right now, NFL.
Oh, I know Dax is number one.
Dak is number one. Josh Allen's two. Joe Burrow.
Herbert's up there.
Trevor Lawrence. Jordan Love. Tua Tagovailoa. Jared Goff. Brock Purdy's right after him. Justin Herbert. Lamar Jackson. The one person in the top 10 has been in the Super Bowl. One person in the top 10. You have to wait until the 14th, and he's tied for 14th, Patrick Mahomes. And then right after that, Matthew Stafford. Two guys that have actually been to a Super Bowl and won are much further down the list as far as being, like, the highest paid guys. Remember when Mahomes got that big contract, we all said, oh, that's crazy. Like, kind of questioned whether Mahomes deserved that all the way, but then it's like, yeah, he definitely did.
Now, they did structure this so that way money starts showing up on the back end of the deal. Right now,
right,
as far as out of quarterbacks go, the average annual value percentage of cap at the signing date right now puts him at 14th in the league. He's just shy of 19% of the cap with signing that contract. So, I mean,
14 is crazy.
I mean, the fact that signing a brand new deal like this and the 49ers making it so it's only taking up 19% of the cap, whereas Joe Burrow is almost 25%, Dak Prescott 23.49, Justin Herbert 23.35. So, They while they are paying him a lot of money in this new contract, they did it pretty smart to start, because it's not taking up as much percentage of the cap. And quite frankly, they need that cap if they want to rebuild this team to get it back to a championship contending team. And because last year, I know it was a lot of injuries, but some of those injuries and some of those guys that you had, it's either a matter of fact of they are injury prone or they are getting older.
Right.
And I think if you're the 49ers and you're looking at this team, that last season needed to scare the ever living hell out of you as far as we need to make some corrections and always be innovating, essentially. Kind of, it's what the Eagles do. They're never satisfied. Yeah, we just won a championship. We don't care because we know that we could be in the bottom barrel in a season or two. So we need to always be trying to figure out how to make our team better. And I think that hopefully the 49ers, they saw what happened last year. And like, we need to nip that in the bud now. And we need to make sure if we sign Brock Purdy, we are saving ourselves a little bit of cap space here so that way we can keep building around him.
Now you just got to hope that in signing Brock Purdy, he is able to be the guy that you paid almost $300 million for. I think that's the thing now. Now that you've got this money, there's already been questions about whether or not, you know, because we all thought $130 million was right around where Brock Purdy was going to end up. And he got, you know, basically more than that in guarantees. So that means you're guaranteeing that you should be a better team as you move into the next season. And so with the injuries, with some of the subtractions from your team, I just don't know if you really set that quarterback up to be great. And so I think the expectation is going to be a little overwhelming for Brock Purdy as we kind of move forward. Like he's a good enough quarterback, but again, when you make that type of money, we're expecting huge dividends. So we'll see.
It's interesting because he's not necessarily a talent elevator. He's not like a guy like, I mean, easy example, obviously Tom Brady makes everybody better on the field, right? You look at a guy like Justin Herbert, he makes his wide receivers better when he actually has wide receivers to throw to. So never really seen Brock Purdy labeled that by the national media or frankly the San Francisco media. So $56-ish million for a guy that needs a lot of pieces around him. We'll see.
Again,
we'll see if they're ever back in the NFC Championship.
And there's part of me that he has had moments where I'm like, all right, Brock Purdy, you are a good quarterback.
You can play.
Like you can play. There's been plenty of games, plenty of moments where I'm like, okay, he's better than I'm giving him credit for. But I just think the timing of this deal after the season you just had and what your team is going to look like going forward, you better hope with this deal, you're saying that he is going to be the reason that we win games. He is going to be the reason that we make a comeback in a game and win it. He is the reason why if we do lose, it's not going to be on him. It's because the defense didn't play up to par, or it's, you know, they had the run game. That you are guaranteed, like, again, that's why quarterbacks, you get the scrutiny, but when you get paid like this, there's even more of a microscope on you and your play. And Brock Purdy being Mr. Irrelevant, he already kind of had that magnifying glass and microscope on him to see, like, dude, you are a last pick, but you're going to have a short leash because people will always second guess you because of your draft status.
Until you win.
Yeah.
Until you win.
And he won, and he's played great. But now you have the contract pressure of you decide you are a highly paid individual now, so you have to go out and perform.
No roommate anymore.
No, seriously. And I think, I know we have to wrap it up, but he has to win a Super Bowl and or an MVP or be close to MVP for people to really say, okay, we've got ourselves a quarterback here, and this is our guy moving forward.
All right, let's take a break. Let's have some fun with audio next here, Sports Sunday.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Yeah, my girlfriend really throwing a wrench into that those plans though. I gotta go pick her up from the Amtrak at 3:30. That's prime nap window right there.
Oh, she took a train to the show, eh?
Yeah, I went to Seattle for the Kendrick Lamar SZA concert last night, and she did not take me.
Did the girlfriend ever experience the Taps Wake Up With You? To call back to our first segment this morning, go listen to it on the podcast about our alarm clocks.
I don't think she did.
It's like, dude, don't torture your lady like that.
I was going to say, and I don't think she would have been down with that. I think she probably would have put the kibosh on that if she heard it immediately. She'd be like, no, well, that's not happening.
And since we're having fun with audio, full disclosure, this is my alarm. Like, not even lying. Literally, I wake up to the Seattle Mariners theme every single day. I wear Mariners clothes every single day. It's kind of sad. So just wanted to point that out. Like, I'm not making fun of you. I am not judging you at all.
I'm envisioning Jordan in a Seattle Mariners pajama onesie.
Little onesie, yeah.
Yep. With the little butt flap on the back with the buttons.
I can totally see it.
And then a little, sleepy hat.
Christmas Santa hat thing.
Yep.
They have one. Give it to me, Neil. Like, yes, please.
Probably a Mariners teddy. Yep. Teddy bear to sleep next to.
No, it's a moose. It's a moose.
It is a moose. It has moose? To be a moose. Yeah.
Mariners moose that he sleeps next to every night.
On his Mariners sheets and comforter.
His name is Paul.
His bed is a car.
I can see that.
It's an effing sweet car. My parents thinking about getting me a CB radio that I can call other car beds. Grandma's boy called.
What a great movie.
Jordan mentioned we have fun with audio here because last night we had an epic rivalry matchup. It's not much of a rivalry, honestly, because one of these players is much better than the other. But as we know, there's a little of the beef that has brewed over the years from mostly coming from the one person in the side of the rivalry, if you will, of Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. And again, I feel like it's more so a media rivalry because once you actually get them on the basketball court, one of them is actually good at basketball while the other isn't. And there was a couple of years ago, I believe it was the rookie year for both of them last year. And Angel Reese wanted to make sure that people knew why they watched the WNBA.
People are pulling up to games. We got celebrities coming to games, sold out arenas, like just because of one single game. And just looking at that, like, I'll take that role. I'll take the bad guy role, and I'll continue to take that on and be that for my teammates. And if I want to be that, and I know I'll go down in history, I'll look back in 20 years and be like, yeah, the reason why we watch our women's basketball is not just because of one person. It's because of me, too, and I want y'all to realize that.
So basically referencing that, people are watching the WNBA, and we have these big games and big moments now. It's not just because of Caitlin Clark. It's because of me, too, all right? I'm one of the bigger pulls and one of the bigger attractions. And then last week, Chicago Sky were having their preseason or their season press conference to start the WNBA season, and someone asked her this question.
Last year, you made a powerful statement saying the reason people are watching women's basketball is not just because of one player, but because of you too. A year later, do you feel like you're
next
getting
question?
Yeah, we'll move on. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll move on.
God.
So then someone asked her about it after she went on and made that statement and went off about why people are watching and how important she is. Someone then basically asks her in, I think, a pretty nice way, like, yeah. Hey, you know, you made a pretty powerful statement last year about that. And not even like letting him finish it, just says next question. Why? Like, why are you not like, why are you the way that you are? Why are you mad about him asking this question when you were the one that clearly came out and said, oh, no, I'm just as big of a deal. And, you know, there's a reason that people are coming for these games. And it's not just Caitlin Clark. It's me, too. And then, like, if you're going to talk like that and then get called out on it, not even a week later, a year later, why are you next questioning it?
So, okay. So a couple things. One.
And as I say that, she just missed another layup.
Yeah, probably. I mean, so, okay.
That sound you hear from far away, that's the ball hitting the underside of the rim.
I hate to be, like, the other guy, but she's not 1,000% wrong. She's not. I mean, we can say what we want to. No, is she as good as Caitlin Clark? No. Is she as good as Angel Reese, is she as good as, what's my girl?
Asia.
From Asia Wilson? No. Like, she's not. But she's polarizing, and she's pretty, and she's all these things that, like, people are drawn to for whatever reason. So she's not wrong in the sense that people are going to watch for her too. Whether you love her or hate her, like, people watch because they sometimes...
Is she becoming the Draymond of the NBA?
Sometimes you want to see a train wreck, you know what I mean? But at the same time, you see that there is potential there. She does average like 17 rebounds. She had like 17 rebounds last night and 14 points. So
yeah, when you
not to say she
when
can't,
you miss 15
again,
shots
I'm
right
not,
under the rim.
I'm not doing that because obviously Caitlin Clark is... She's amazing. Like, I mean, most NBA or WNBA GMs would take her to start their franchise. They've already put that poll out there. Caitlin Clark is the one. She had a triple-double. Well, she's had, like, 3 triple-doubles within her first, like, 30 games, which is, like, a record or tied close to a record. Like, Caitlin Clark is something super different. Where Angel Reese, the difference between the two of them is Angel Reese wants to be everything but a basketball player. Caitlin Clark just wants to hoop. I don't care about everything. I'm coming to the game. I've got a little business outfit on, whatever. Angel Reese wants to be on the runway. She wants to be courtside at the big game. She wants to be at the Met Gala. She wants to be
at all these other things.
No, but she's not. She's there. And you see, Caitlin Clark is not. You know what I mean? And Caitlin Clark is not because Caitlin is really,
the only reason
to me, she's focused on basketball. Like, I think Angel Reese and my wife was kind of saying the same thing because she – again, and I think we have to really take into account how women follow sport, but now black women have a woman that's pretty and athletic, and the Asia Wilsons and all these, the Skylar Diggins of the world, that, man, they can kind of flock to. So she's not wrong, as she's saying, because, listen, I work with students, I work with kids, I work with a lot of young high school girls that play basketball, especially at Benson High School, which is probably one of the best schools in the state. These girls like Angel Reese. They like, you know, her style, her swag, her everything, like they do. So from a basketball standpoint, we're watching to see how you are getting better.
Then answer the question, Angel.
Now, see, there's the thing. Now it's the thing about accountability.
What the hell are you doing?
Even if you just said, yeah, I stand on that. Cool.
Do words matter?
They do, and this is why.
But they don't.
Hold on.
Okay,
this is where she's still kind of very immature. She's still very immature, and these are things that either they're going to change, or people real quick are going to figure out that you're not here for hoop. As pretty as Asia Wilson is, she is all about basketball. Like, that's my thing. You know what I mean? Like, so you see her at these things, but you know basketball is first for her. With Angel Reese's podcast, with the McDonald's deal, with all the things she's doing, the runway stuff, like, basketball is just one of the things that she does. And so it's just, you know, but Caitlin Clark is a hoop. I don't care about nothing else but playing basketball. And I think that's the difference between the two of them. And I don't know if you saw this, but she has a podcast, right? And she had Lisa Leslie on. And she asked Lisa Leslie, like, do you have any advice for me?
Mm-hmm.
Lisa Leslie straight
she's up. Like, yeah, make your layups.
Work on your layups. You have to make your layups. Like, as blunt and as brutal as it gets.
And she was willing to hear it.
And she was, and I guess she spent some time working with her. Didn't show last night, you know, because she was like 4 for 17.
Might
or
be like Shaq
crazy.
And free throws, man.
Something crazy. But I think she has to really focus on not being pretty, not being cute, not being fashionable, not being any of those things, and focus on being a basketball player, and then she'll get better. But I just don't see she's put in any I don't want to say that she hasn't put in any work because I don't know how much work this young lady's done. But on the court, it doesn't seem like we've put in the work to be as great as a Caitlin Clark. And I think that's where Caitlin's always going to get that high praise from everybody.
She is. She plays forward, and so far in one game, this is over one game. She had 12 points, but she shot 35% in the field. She's supposed to be the paint boss.
Supposed to be like 50-60% at that point.
And I could see if they're all threes, right? If they're all long twos.
Of course.
All right, man, like, you know, had a bad shooting night. But these are layups you're taking. And that's my issue. And I think that's all of our issues. Like, if she were averaging 20 and 15, we'd be having a much different conversation.
She shot 39% from the field last year, and she only took 16 three-pointers out of her 419 shots. 16 of them were three-pointers. You know, need 2 points and field goals were missed.
And she's, if she can make,
dear God,
if she can make seven layups and 6 free throws, or even 4 free throws, that's going to give her 18 points and like 15 rebounds a night. Then all of a sudden we can have this conversation about people being there to see you play, and you are on the same level as we're not though. And I think it's going to take more of us saying like, nah, bro, you got to hold people accountable.
Well, she almost fought her last night as well, too. There was a foul on Caitlin Clark and knocked Angel Reese over, and she looked like she was going to swing on her.
I know we got to get out, but like, I hate that words don't matter. I kind of went on a diatribe about this when Chuck came out. Chuck Barkley said, hey, you know what? I'm going to retire. If we don't get this whole NBA thing fixed, and if I don't end up talking NBA next year, essentially code for if I'm not going to get the money that I want to, which was what, $18, $20 million a year, you're vastly overpaid at that point talking about anything really in that. You know, zeitgeist or whatever. Like, it is so ridiculous that you just throw these things out there. Chuck never wanted to quit. He's just saying stuff. Like, Angel Reese not standing on that statement from a year ago pisses me off, man. You can't next question that.
Or she realized how silly it sounds. It was like, yeah,
then
I'm not answering that.
Well, then you know what?
Silly her question.
I was silly. I was silly. That's all you have to say.
All right. We're going to take a break. Come back next. Maybe do a little bit more Blazers talk or NBA stuff. Talk about the teams that got eliminated this week and what the future looks for them. We'll do that next. But first, Schultzy with Sports.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Update. It's pretty comical at this point. Like when it happened, it was just like I was not expecting. Listen, I was expecting them to get the 10th pick. You know, I was just like, you know, whatever. Like our odds are not good. Usually that 10 to 14 range usually stays the same. Well, joke's on us. It did not stay the same because the team right behind the Blazers in the odds ended up getting the number one overall pick, which pushed the Blazers back to the 11th overall pick. But even with me mentally preparing for their logo to come up at 10, when it got to 11 and they said the Portland Trailblazers, I just laughed. I was like, of course. I was like, not only is it like you screwed yourself into a 10th overall pick. Nah, actually, let's drop you down one more.
Well, and congrats to the Mavericks who made the play in and got the number one overall pick.
Yeah. And congrats to the Blazers on the, you know, nice little 11 game streak or 10 game, you know, stretch in January. Banners being made and will be hung up in the Moda Center here soon. So, you know,
Rashad, you regretting any of that positive talk about the 11 of 12 stretch there?
Man, listen, it's hard to be positive, man. It's tough to be a Blazer fan and to consistently kind of try to look at things glass half full, right? Like, because you don't want to be completely negative because, like, what's the point of that? Like, so you want to act like there's some hope, but I don't know. It's tough being a Blazer fan. The fix is in. You know, we talked about this before the show. I don't think there's any way that you can justify the Dallas Mavericks getting the number one pick after giving up their guy. Like, but this whatever. We're
Rashad,
not talking about them. We're talking about us.
You breaking out the tin foil, are you?
No, they're not talking about them. We're talking about us right now. And apparently we have the opportunity to get somebody whose draft comparison is Coby White. So dope, right? Another 6'3", six two guard that's going to be, you know, an amazing part of our really small guard rotation that we have already. So I'm looking forward to it, right? Like, let's get this show on the road. Let's just go ahead and draft Kasparawa Jakushinakis. I'm not sure how to say that name.
You crushed it.
Yeah, I'm not sure how to say it. It needs to be spelled phonetically. But either way, he's from Illinois, and he's a point guard slash
shooting
guard.
Not with that name. I didn't know Kasparis was an Illinois name.
Well, actually, he's from
Lithuania.
Yeah. But, yeah, so apparently that's the guy that a lot of people feel like is going to fall to 11 and end up a Portland Trailblazer. So
yeah,
am I psyched about it?
I'm seeing one about this French dude, Noah Essengu. Seeing the guy from Maryland, Derek Queen, also on a mock draft. I mean, who knows if the Blazers even keep this pick once it comes down to it, but as the team or as a team like the Portland Trailblazers has to do, you got to build the team with young talent and in the draft. And so I feel like they're gonna end up keeping this pick. I don't know if they're gonna try and trade up or what they're gonna do, but
Sixers might want to give up the third, maybe,
or you know, the number two, the San Antonio Spurs. But yeah. If I'm them, I'm also keeping that pick. Like, yes, I have Wemby. Yes, I have Stephen Castle. Like, let's keep adding De'Aaron Fox. Let's just keep adding great young talent. And a number two overall pick with the type of talent that is at that position, whether it's Harper or Bailey or, you know, Edgecombe likely to go fourth anyways. But it's like, dude, why not? Like, this is one of the top heaviness of this draft with those first four picks to me. It's like, I don't care what your situation is, whether you think you need the pick or not. Why wouldn't you want to have one of those four players? So I see the Spurs keeping their pick, but
yeah, Bailey with Wemby, are you kidding
me? That's going to be crazy.
Oh, my God.
That's going to be crazy.
Again, it's...
Or if they decide that they don't want to go the whole De'Aaron Fox route, they can go ahead and get Dylan Harper, you know, in that spot. So it's there's a lot of... If you're at San Antonio, if you're the top four... you feel great about it. I think the one team in that top four that got kind of screwed over, definitely screwed over, was Charlotte. Like, I mean, because you look at the other teams, like, they don't...
You mean the Eastern Conference Blazers?
Yeah, they don't need more. Like, and this, how are we ever going to create parity in the NBA if you keep the top-heavy teams as top-heavy as possible? Philly didn't need more. Philly was injured. That was their whole thing. Embiid was hurt. Paul George was hurt. I think Maxey was banged up a little bit during the season. They didn't need more. They needed to be healthy. And then you throw in Jared McCain, who was a great as a rookie before he got hurt. They don't need more. And now they get it. So Philly's back to being on top. Awesome. Dallas, who clearly didn't need, again, injuries. Anthony Davis, Kyrie Irving. It was injuries that kept Dallas out of it. And now you give them the number one pick when Cooper Flagg, man, get the F out of here, bro. This is weak. And now, of course, the 11th pick goes to the Blazers. And some guy from Illinois who's supposed to be Kobe White or some guy that's supposed to be closer to Jalen Slauson or Enrique Freeman. Who are these guys? Who is Enrique Freeman?
He's the Blazers' next superstar, Rashad.
Yeah, I was going to say, get to know his name well. That's
no, I'm
be,
saying, like, that's his
pro comparison. That's how Blazers fans work.
His pro comparison is Enrique Freeman. Who was that?
Well, seeing, again, this is the second mock draft, maybe even third that I've seen of Derek Queen mocked to the Blazers at 11, the forward out of Maryland. He could play probably a little bit of center, but he'll be smaller. He's 6'10", but they have his player comps to Domantas Sabonis. Not bad.
Like that.
Boris Diaw. Let's
I'm not mad at that either.
No.
Jamichael Green, Thaddeus Young.
Definitely no. mad at that one.
No.
Hey, Thaddeus Young had some good
Thaddeus
years.
Young,
as,
Jamichael
as a
Green was trash.
Couple good years.
I think Thaddeus Young even had was an all-star 1 year.
No.
Not
with a name like Thaddeus.
I think he had 1 year as a 76er.
He's never
before,
been an all-star.
I think when they were kind of entering their
you
process
are wrong,
phase.
Sir. You are wrong. He Sam played
all
a
rookie.
While.
All rookie. All right, I'll take that.
That's close.
He was seventh in rookie of the year voting and turned into a decent NBA player.
So 1 year for Philly, he had 17.9 points per game, and he in 79 games of action.
Kinda
his second year, he averaged 15.3 points. That is, was good.
What year was that?
This was the 17.9. That happened in 2013, 2014.
Yeah, he couldn't shoot three-pointers very well,
then.
Though. So
Philly was trash then. They hadn't started the process yet.
Bah! They were too bad. What was it? They were 34-48 that year. That was a Doug Collins team.
It's trash.
Come on.
So you're saying that a comp of Thaddeus Young will impact the Blazers
I'm gonna more focus on that Domantas Sabonis comp.
Okay, yeah.
So
I like that
end,
better.
So that's a high-end Sabonis.
I'm gonna
low-end
choose
Thaddeus
to
Young.
Focus on that part of the player comp.
You mean like the low end of Scoot Henderson? It's like pretty much Antonio Daniels, which is what we're witnessing still 2 years in.
So they on the Ringer, they got this whole write-up on Derek Queen, but the last paragraph sums him up. It says, overall, scouting Queen is a never-ending back and forth between marveling over his skill and fretting over how he'll adapt to the NBA. The speed of the game, the size of the athletes, the ruthless accountability. If he doesn't become a semi-dependable shooter or a lob threat, what are the conditions in which he'd thrive? There are still too many instances when, because of his lapses in attention to detail, he leaves opportunities on the table for his talent to impact to the game. To maximize who he can be, Queen will have to find a way to adopt a mentality of doing his work early as opposed to waiting until a situation is dire before he springs into action. Well, that sounds great.
It sounds like he'll fit in perfectly.
Yeah. That is why building through the draft is an absolute crapshoot. Not only where you pick, but if you get the guy that you want, you just don't know. And that's what the Blazers are forced to do. It sucks.
Well, this is, again, these are two quotes from this article, if you will, about Derek Queen. The very first line of it says, Queen is a bit of an odd bird. Like, okay.
That's a good thing.
And then another line in it, Queen is one of the tougher calls in the draft class, a true glass half full or empty player. So there's nobody knows what he's going to be like.
Blazers fans are already in on him. They're clamoring. Yeah, I know.
This is our guy.
That is just the Victor Kriappa type freaking draft pick, the Eric Barkley, the Nolan Smith type draft pick that we need. Good God.
Well, the Blazers, when's the draft? In June,
yeah.
I believe.
First week of June.
They could be saying, yes, queen.
Excuse me?
I don't like it.
Last week of June.
That Blazer fans, don't say that.
That was a good one. That's getting a look of...
Don't say that.
That's getting a lack of a look of disgust for my child if I pulled that one off.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to see that happen. Yes, queen.
That's terrible. That's terrible. We don't like that.
All right, let's take a break. Talk about some golf or something. I don't know. There's a major championship going on right now.
Is it?
Yeah, it's the PGA championship, bro.
Oh, Quail Hollow. I guess it's a
come on,
pretty big one.
Golfer Rashad over there.
Yeah, man. Take you through all the strokes, right? on all the greens and the tees.
The way that you said that, what am I watching here?
If you could also mark and get me the drop of him saying that, that'd be great.
Why is it always my stuff that's getting marked, Mike?
Hey, man, you got to have the ear for it. You got to be ready for when I say some outlandish stuff.
Oh, I'm always ready. Just keep that finger on the button for Joe. He's been saying a lot of stuff today, and we've kind of let it go. But, yeah, we're going to keep that finger on the trigger moving forward.
All right, take a break. Wrap up the show next here, 1080 The Fan, Sports Sunday. The Game 7 matchup between the Nuggets and Thunder. Winner goes to the Western Conference Finals, take on the Minnesota Timberwolves. And then we have a major championship golf right now. PGA Championship is on right now, but the leader in the clubhouse, or right now at the driving range specifically, is at 11 under. That is Scottie Scheffler, the best golfer in the world, has a chance to win his third major tournament and continue on his dominant run of being just a really good golfer. Someone called him the Tim Duncan of golf. And I was like,
see that. Just gets it done.
Yeah. It's not pretty. It's not sexy. Okay. It's not flashy, but he's going to show up and he's just going to dominate. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah,
and then you'll shake your hand afterwards and say, good job.
Yeah, whenever you shoot, 65, it's pretty good. You enter, you're up three entering the final round and everything's like so. I think things for Scottie Scheffler are looking up. He's one of the ones. Like, since Tiger kind of took a massive, massive step back, it seems like this is the name that's come up more than anybody else's.
His and Rory's.
Really, I mean, his and Rory's, but I think Rory... There was a window, and we were kind of talking about this a little earlier during the break. There was like this window for Rory for like 3 or 4 years. He had a video game. He was like the...
Well, it was when he won all of his first majors.
He was the face of golf. Like Tiger, and it was great because you got this young guy who's taking over. You got the old guard and Tiger who's obviously was getting older and was getting more and more hurt and stuff. And so Rory came in, and then he kind of went on a little dip for a while and just wasn't that same dominant golfer, which... I think tends to happen to a lot of golfers. And then he found Michael Jordan's secret stuff. And since then, he's just been, it's been what, like maybe four years where then he's been just on a crazy.
Rory?
Yeah, no.
Scottie Scheffler. I mean, yeah, he won the Masters in last year in 2024, won it in 2022. Last year, he had a 2-month stretch where it seemed like he won every tournament he played in.
Yeah, so he's been on fire.
And yeah, yesterday he just comes out firing, and I want to say what went into the day he was down by 3 strokes, and now he leaves the day up by 3 strokes, and I would love. I mean, Scottie's just one of them dudes where again he's very likable. He just shows up, he plays golf. He might get arrested, but other than that,
I think that game's
just
for street cred. I think the arrest made people like, oh, number one, you have to look into what happened, and then he became like a victim. It's like, oh, yeah, that's messed up. Like, yeah, so Scottie Scheffler is one of those guys, and I'm always right for. So if he's up right now, especially going to this final round, I'm checking it out.
Yeah, that's going to start at 11:40 on CBS. My nap is probably going to happen somewhere after those first few holes. I'm guessing around hole 4 or 5 of this round I will be passing
out. So no game 7 for you.
Oh, yeah, game 7, that might be waking up like halfway in between the third quarter
there
or something
is.
Like that.
There it is.
Yeah.
You have to see the whole thing. Just see how it ends.
Nope, that's classic Joe Fisher right there is only watch part of the game because I got to get my nappy in.
I'm not mad at you.
Sunday nappy time. All right. Rashad, thank you as always.
My man.
Jordan, thank you as always.
Love you guys. Love you all. Damn Blazers.
And all the listeners out there that have joined us on this Sunday morning, appreciate you. And we will catch you all next week here on Sports Sunday at 9 a.m. Peace.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.